a lot of the Catholic workers came about because of the genius of this Frenchman who had a simple little program which began with clarification of thought, which really meant the pursuit of knowledge and trying to understand. St. Augustine felt that that was the vision of heaven, too. And the second part of his program were houses of hospitality, where men could follow the teachings of Christ, which were that all men are brothers, and if your brother is hungry, feed him, if he's naked, clothe him, and if he needs shelter, take him in. And wherever you see that, it's a reflection of Christ, and that's why it moves you so much.
Yeah.
The most recent Catholic worker that started is one called the Green Revolution. Peter used to talk about the Green Revolution, which was the third part of his program. To get out of cities, there'll always be cities, of course, but to go ahead and to get out on the land, not as isolated units, but as groups, farming communes. And he liked to also call them agronomic universities,
where
there would be this synthesis of culture and cultivation, where people who were artists would be artists, and people who were musicians would be musicians, but it would all work together.
Yes.
And he followed the ideals of St. Francis, that these things could be accomplished with voluntary poverty, by each contributing whatever he had to contribute. And also the influence of a St. Benedict, who believed that everybody had to participate in all the work,
right,
so that nobody could be just the musician sitting under a tree piping a tune, but he had to also be out there in the kitchen and cooking a meal or helping bear the burdens of the place.
Yes.